Okay. We're going to start the Mishnah again on Ayin Tetzamet Aleph, the new Perek. Ve'elu Nadarim Shel Mefer. These are the following Nadarim that a person can be Mefer. And the Rush, like a lot of Rishonim learn, that it's the gay, whether it's the husband or the father. Even though the Mishnah talks about the husband, but the halacha is equally applicable to the father, and the Rush brings the Drush, as we will see, and we learn it again. Nadarim Shel Yesh Bem Inui Nefesh, things that have affliction of nefesh, took the rush. Ve'elu nedarim shel mefer av oibal, both father or husband. She has bevinu nefesh, the sliv. Kol neder b'chol shuas isur la'anus nefesh. Any neder or shua that afflicts the nefesh, isha yikemena, a husband can validate it. Isha yifrena, a husband can cancel it. Vadin la'av, the door is Mr. Free. The mefarish is Free. Kol neder b'chol shuas isur. Then it says, at the end of the parsha, Are you on here? No, if you take me on, I can turn off my phone. So also, the husband can be made for, the father can only be made for Inri Nefesh. Now the Mishnah gives you an example, which as we will see later today, it doesn't make any sense. Im erchas, im lo erchas. It doesn't say what she bathed. It says what the condition was. If I bathe, if I don't bathe. Hello? Did you bathe? What is the netter? What is he banning on himself? It doesn't say that. It says, if I bathe, the bathing is a tnai. A condition to what? That's going to be the Gemara's problem. But Dr. Rush right away, im erchas, im lo erchas, the Gemara mafarish, hey, he come. Because in reading it, you don't understand what the netter is. All it's saying is that
this service is provided in high definition by conference call HD.com. There are 7 participants in the conference. The recording has started.
Okay, so the question is, what is the netter? In the scotch it, if I door myself, he'll ask scotch.
Why don't you say that this is heckish here, Avu Ball, right?
That's what it says, yeah.
Yeah, so you know what? I'm going to take it all the way. Even after Nisuin, the Av can.
I know, but the Psukim say differently. We have a rule in heckish that when the Pasuk says the opposite, you don't make the heckish.
I mean,
is stronger, the favorite Pasuk or Hekish?
It says Rosh Hamatos, and we took the Zero Show to say it could be anyone.
Also,
oh, said Rosh Hamatos.
No, 1 second. Yachid Mutcha. The Gemara exactly. You know, you were machavim to the Gemara's question.
You can change the word Rosh Hamatos.
No, you cannot change the word Rosh Hamatos. Chas v'shalom. You can add to the word Rosh Hamatos.
I would have said that. If I would have said only lame, only regular people, then it's a problem.
It doesn't say that. A hekesh is very strong, but not stronger than the Beferet Shabbos. Okay, again. Ain elu nidrei in nefesh. That's going to be a very important line, this. That means Rabbi Yaisi is not arguing on the im. He's arguing on whatever the netter was. He says, ain elu nidrei nefesh. He didn't say ain't nice that nidrei in nefesh. We still don't know what the netter is. But whatever the netter is, Rabbi Yaisi is responding and saying, it's not inri nefesh.
The example he gave is that inri nefesh.
Whatever, we didn't give it an example yet. But he's not saying the condition you made is not inri nefesh. He's saying ain't elu nidrei. He didn't say ain't nai inri nefesh. Very important point to realize. The Gemara's going to bring it in. It doesn't, Rabbi Yaisi is not arguing and saying the condition you made is not inri nefesh. It's not what he said. He said, "When the netter you made is not inri nefesh." We don't even know what the netter is. We don't even know what he's responding to. Viter. The elu hein nidrei nefesh. Dr. Rav Yaisi, this is nidrei nefesh. Amra kainim peiris elu malai. She bans eating produce of the world. Having said, yokul lohafer, he can be made for. Peiris medina zu alai. And the Rush speaks out, the Farshim speak out, only if it's not her home state. Because just like we will learn in a moment that if it's a certain storekeeper, he can be made for because it's going to cost him more. So if it's a different state, he's going to have to pay tariffs. So therefore, he can be made for also. It's only if it's she asked a different state. So bring from a third state. There's no difference in the price. So therefore, you can be made for. I say Yaakov Lohafer. I'm sorry. You can't be made for. Yaakov Lohafer. Now Paris. Paris comes on his buy. And Yaakov Lohafer. Buy from a different store. If you can't buy from Whole Foods, you'll buy from Heinen's. But what happens if he has a credit there and the guy trusts him? I say Yaakov Lohafer. Divrei Rabbi Yaisi. Now the Gemara is going to be very bothered by the double lashon. We said Amar Rabbi Yaisi, and then we end Divrei Rabbi Yaisi. You already told me Amar Rabbi Yaisi. Why do you have to end again Divrei Rabbi Yaisi? It's repeating itself twice. He said Amar Rabbi Yaisi, so we know Rabbi Yaisi is talking. So you have to say again Divrei Rabbi Yaisi. So the Gemara is going to be bothered by that, and therefore the Gemara is going to have a whole different thing as we go along. But now we're learning Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Dr. Rush.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So Rabbi Yossi is talking about literally the same products here. He's talking about wheat that you might get here or from there. He's not Correct. Talking about I can't get bananas in the country I am, you know, normally. I mean, he's talking about literally the same product, not just generally food.
Let's step back. If he bans a certain product, it's not necessarily inri nefesh, depending what the product is. I mean, if she bans bananas, there are many people that live without eating bananas and they don't feel afflicted at all. So it would have to be a product that is an inri nefesh. But you're right. If the product is an inri nefesh, it can be the same product. If she needs
must
that
be found
product,
in both places.
Right. Correct. Dr. Raj, I think I finished the Russian there, but I'll look. No, yeah, I did. Dr. Raj. The person trusts him until he makes money that he can pay. The first thing the Gemara concentrates, the Gemara always likes to do this, go in order. The Mishnah said, if you would read this Mishnah, you would say, he can't be made for any other neder besides inner nefesh. Is that true?
I
haven't even said anything yet.
A person shouldn't take credit if he has money.
Right. But I get it. We learn Mesil Shisharim next week. There's no Mesil Shisharim. This week we're not sending.
Others used to give.
What does this got to do with what we're learning?
It seems like you shouldn't. Zach
the Gemara, right? Frank the Gemara. Did we in an episode the Mayfair? Shame by Mayfair in the Mayfair. But Tanya, we learned, there's a bright that it says, the Pasuk says, this is the Tzeis, I forgot to watch it on Pasuk, I might have it on my side. I don't see it on the side. But the Pasuk says, anything that affects their relationship. So the Mishnah should have said, Elu nadarim shu mefer, nadarim sheyesh bem inri nefesh, u nadarim shebeinoi lebeina. Does not say that. And for the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to say the first teretz, slug it up, and say a second teretz. And for the Gemara. Amri, I will tell you. Halein v'halein mefer. It can be made for both. Both inri nefesh and beinoi lebeina. Except there's a difference. Inri nefesh mefer lo'ilam. The afara of inri nefesh is a permanent afara. If she bans herself from wheat, that was a good example, that is something necessary, right? So that's inner nefesh. So he can be made for that. And even if he divorces her or dies, the neder is canceled permanently. Never comes back. It always, once he cancels, gone, finished, finito.
She can't do it again.
She can make another neder. But this neder never kicks back in. Avol ein bem inner nefesh. But if it's only Beinoi Lebeina, so the Torah allowed it not to affect that relationship. Once the relationship is unaffected, the neder kicks back in. Let's say she made a neder that's Beinoi Lebeina. Okay, let's say it has to do with intimacy. Fine, so then he can be made for that neder, right? But let's say he divorces her. So now there's an Isser that kicks in on her, whatever she had said about intimacy. Again, therefore, even though he canceled the neder,
comes back.
It's not a permanent cancellation. It's a can't. I haven't even finished explaining it. Can I please have a chance to explain?
He can interrupt.
Oh, I did. it's a cancellation of it interfering with their relationship. The matter is on hold. He puts it off. It can't, if Yudin Nadarim cannot affect our relationship. That's what his apara does. It's a different kind of apara. It's not a permanent cancellation. It's a cancellation as long as it affects our relationship. The minute it has no effect in our relationship because there is no relationship anymore, that matter kicks in. And therefore,
this is no longer Nogea.
But we'll see it. That's why we learn Gemara. It's amazing things how the Gemara thinks of all these things. You know what I mean? It's amazing. So it's up to Gemara. Halei v'alei mefer. Mi'u. Inu nefesh mefer lo'ilo. Ha'vei b'em inu nefesh. Ba'kide'isa t'chusei. When she's under him. Ha'vi ha'fara. V'chi megarish lo'ab. Chayel ola nidra. B'dvarim. Period. But that's only b'dvarim she'beinu l'beinu she'ein b'em inu nefesh. Yes, the netter will not kick in. Now, the obvious difference would be if he wants to take her back. Reuven's wife made a netter that was Beinoi Lebeina. He canceled it. Right? He canceled it. Beinoi Lebeina is only when it's the gay in the relationship. He divorced her. 6 months later, he wants to take her back. Now she has a netter. The netter kicked in the day he divorced her, the minute he divorced her. And now he can't be made for the darim that happened before this marriage. The netter is gone, is back. He was able to be made for it as long as there was a relationship. The terminated relationship, the terminated the hafara. And now he remarries her. The netter is there. There's nothing he can do.
Why can't the hafara come back too?
No, because there's no such thing. It was only hafara as long as it's the gay of their relationship. The minute he terminated the relationship, the netter kicks in. Okay. The farah can't kick in again. It's not like if it ever is as long as it's negay our relationship. The minute it wasn't negay anymore, the netter kicked back in. So the difference would be if he wants to remarry her, right? Because Dr. Harris asked me a question. But once he divorced her, what does he care? The answer is you're right. Now he doesn't care, but he'll care when he wants to remarry her, and then he won't be. Then he'll be stuck with that netter. Again, she can always go to Bezen. She can always have a heter. We're not saying that there's no solution. We're saying that the hafara stops working. That's what, so far, we're saying. Again, we're not at a final conclusion yet.
Which hafaras do we say that are taken off completely as though it never, ever was?
The hafara never does that.
Only hafara?
Hafara never removes retroactive. Hafara is canceling from now and on. Again, a woman made
only
a netter.
Hafara can do that?
Again, Hatara is removal. Hafara is nullifying. We've said this 20 times.
All right.
Again, a woman made a netter not to eat apples. She ate apples. Her husband hears about it after she ate the apple. He's made for it. She gets malchus for eating the apple. She goes to Bezen and removes that netter. The minute she removes that netter from Bezen, right, she never ate the apple, as far as we're concerned. I mean, she never violated the netter. There was no netter. There's a big difference between Atara and Avara.
She might have a foreign, then she'll say, I also want to go to Basin and get her.
It's not so simple. Can a woman be matter and netter she was made for? Pashtus not. It's gone. There's nothing to be matter.
Except that she had a virus.
That's her problem. So talk to the Rabbinic stuff, do too, but say, Slachmona, what am I supposed to do? There's no netter here. She can't be matter and non-netter. What? Yeah, she gets whacked. Exactly. I mean, it's not so finished. You know? I mean, she's finished, but then, but you know. Zakhtaraz. Melame Chabal Mayford Varm Shabinai Lebena. Zakhtaraz. But who has the Nami Av? Same thing about a father. Things that affect the relationship with dad. We're talking husband because the pasuk said lanis nefesh by the husband. Now this tashmish does not have to be intimacy. This could be shloi l'shamshai, says she's not serving him, she's not cooking for him, she's not doing his laundry anymore. All the chiyuvim a wife has to a husband, and she makes an eder not to do it. Or anything else that causes friction between the two of them. That's Beinoi Lebeinah. causes friction. Right? Ki megaris lo chayel lo nidra. The hakim matzmele has to listen to the kra. Ben isla istai, daska calls man she istai. Ben isla istai means that's Rashi, the Rashi is bothered. Like, how do you make up this halacha? Afar is afara. So the Rashi, because since the afar is derived from Beit Ishla Ishtai, we are saying it is limited Beit Ishla Ishtai, as long as it's his wife. When it's not his wife, it's not Negeya. The Rashi says it's part of the Xeris HaKasav, because without Xeris HaKasav, where are you coming from? Zog the Gemara Vayter, but we have a problem. Is that true? The things that have don't even never kick back in, but now we learn not that way. There's a case over there that a woman made a netter that her earnings are usher to her husband. So one of the Amos says he doesn't have to be made for it. She has an obligation to give him the earnings. She can't make a netter that breaks that obligation. That's what one of the Amos says. Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri says, there's three Madiyamim up there, but we're only interested in the second one. Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri says he should be mefer because he might divorce her, right? And at that point, he might divorce her, and then she won't be able to go back to him because of the netter she had that his earnings, she can't have his earnings. Again, the Tanakhama says he doesn't have to be mefer. The netter never kicked in because she has a shibud that's stronger than the netter. And she can't remove the shibud with her netter. That's what the Tanakhama says. So even if he's not made for her, the netter is in full strength, but her shibud obligates her to do, it's stronger than the netter, and she has to provide him with all her earnings.
There's nothing anymore.
Again, the netter is there.
Why was there? No, still there. Because if you do it against the Torah, it doesn't win out.
It didn't say that.
No, but I'm saying it.
I know, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Because the netter is chal.
Why do you say that?
Because we had a Gemara in Daf Yudayim and Beis that said, a Tetzayim and Beis, that said if a person says, no sukkah lie, he doesn't sit in the sukkah. The netter is chal, even against the mitzvah of the Torah. Not directly.
I mean, what's the answer to that question?
What's the question?
No, why is that?
Because he banned the item. The item is banned. You can ban an item. You didn't go say, I won't sit in the sukkah. You have no right to do that. You said the sukkah is usher on me, so I can't sit in the sukkah. It's a consequence. It's already like 56, 53 months ago.
That's exactly why I forgot. But
63 months ago.
The bottom line is, here you're doing it against the Torah.
No, you didn't. First of all, it's not a Torah, it's a drabbanan. Second of all, even if it were the Torah, you didn't say, I'm not going to give you my earnings. You said, the earnings are banned on you. My hanoah from my hands is banned on you. So now the hands are banned from him. So the rabbi came along and said the shibud is stronger, and she gives him her earnings. Now, Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri says there's a problem, because the netter is still there. And if he divorces her, he can't take her back. Because the netter is still there. Now, and if he's mefer, and let's say he is mefer, and then he divorces her, the netter is not there. We just said the netter kicks back in. Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri says, let him be mefer. He doesn't need the afara now, but he needs the afara for the future, because he might divorce her, want to take her back, and since he wasn't mefer,
he can't take her back.
He's
mefer now. Why isn't that?
That's not Yom Shama.
It doesn't work.
Can't be made for 6 months later.
Made for next.
So he should be made for now, and then he can take her back. But he can't. We just said that Rabbeinu Lebeina, it kicks back in even if he's made for. So the afara doesn't help. The way we just answered was that by Neder Rabbeinu Lebeina, the cancellation only works as long as they're married. The minute he divorces her, the cancellation is gone. That's what we just answered. What is the difference between Inui Nefesh and Beinoi Lebeina? Inui Nefesh is a permanent cancellation, and Beinoi Lebeina is not a permanent cancellation. But we just said, right, we just have Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri that says, be made for now, so it should be permanent. Because if you're not made for, it's going to kick in the minute you divorce her. It's going to kick in the minute you divorce her anyway, the way we learned. So you see from Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri that our parents is wrong. that Afara Beinari Lebeina kicks in, doesn't kick in. It's over. Done.
Just like he can remarry her, the Shibud comes back again.
Again. The Shibud is strong enough to block the netter. The Shibud is not strong enough to undo an existing netter.
It's not Tully in the netter anymore. It's the,
again,
it's
we'll try one more time. He's not, because she had a Shibud, the netter can't break it. But he can't go create a Shibud now to go over the netter that exists.
We say the netter takes effect, but the Shibud blocks it, right?
Correct.
So the same way it takes
effect. But that's because there was a Shibud that was there beforehand.
Because there was a Shibud beforehand.
Right.
I mean, if you put the netter before the Shibud, she would have done this list as an Arusa.
And a Hanami. It would be a major problem. Uh-huh. And a Hanami.
But he can forgive the Shibud.
Good to hate. But you know what it is not to have my Siddhaim of a wife? Try to live that way.
It happens.
No, it doesn't. I don't know any marriage that the husband has no idea of.
I'm talking about the case in the morning. The husband can be, he doesn't have to support her, she doesn't have to give him money.
Again, does she cook for him?
I don't know how far it goes.
Okay.
Well, my Siddhaim means she cooks for
him. No, my Siddhaim means the earnings that she earns in her work.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about only. There's other things that he can't earn of. But he wants to be given Gesundheit. But he's not forgiving. But he's, again. If he wants to forgive it, let's say he can remarry. Okay. Have a wonderful marriage. Nothing to do with this. Rabbi Yechim and Rui is giving advice. Okay. Be made for it, because if you divorce her, you won't be able to take her back. Now, you're right. You can divorce her and take her back and forgive my Siddhaim. That's not what he wants.
I didn't know this was advice.
So he's saying, Yafir, if he doesn't want to be made for it, don't be made for it, but then you won't be able to take her back. But now, Rabbi Yechim and Rui, I mean, Yafir Shem Yudhishen, or Tassur, like Alma, Kimagarish law, made for law, mean Kara, Havi Afara. Then we see if you're Magarisher, and then you're made for, is that Afara permanently, if you were made for beforehand. And for the Gemara, you're right. But I'm going to speak this out outside, and then we'll do it inside. Let's reword what we said. Hafara Beinoy Lebeina works as long as it's possible that it will affect their relationship. Meaning, Reuven divorces his wife, he can still take her back. So there's still a slight relationship available to them. They can rekindle their relationship. So the Hafara works as long as there's a chance of their relationship. But let's say Reuven divorces Leah and Leah marries Shimon. Now, Reuven will never be able to take her back. There is no chance of any rekindling of this relationship. It's Asher in the Torah. Mamzer Gushasai. She married somebody else. Then the netter kicks in. Then the netter kicks in. So what we're saying is as follows.
The netter he made.
She made a netter while they were married. He was made for it. The cancellation helps while they're married. And what the Gemara adds now on, it helps as long as there's a possibility of rekindling it. The minute that possibility is gone, the netter kicks in. Whereas, and in the nefesh will never kick in. Now, there's enough kamina. Let's say a woman banned herself in something that affects a relationship with husband one and will affect a relationship with husband two. She said, I'll pick a case. She said that the netter is that for any husband, she will never cook. It's not a good case, but I'd rather not say a case that works because I'm going to get involved in the Gemara later on. You know what? I'll say it anyway. According to one Tana we're going to have, a woman that refuses to adorn herself is not Inri Nefesh. It's Beinoy Lebeina. The husband resents his wife that doesn't care how she looks. So she bans herself from adorning herself the rest of her life. Now, husband two doesn't like that either. Husband one didn't like it. He was made for an Adarim. She went and married husband two. The netter is there. Because husband one only had Rishus to be made for it as long as he had a connection to her. He's longer no connection. And husband two can't be made for it because it was made before he ever came into the picture. That's where you can have a Beinoy Lebeina that can kick in, affect somebody else's Beinoy Lebeina. But the first husband Afara didn't work. I picked an example. I don't like the example I picked because the Gemara is going to view that as Inri Nefesh in a moment, in a few, in a about half an amid. So I'm really getting myself into a minefield. I just wanted to give an example. You can think of other examples that you made a netter that affect your relationship with the current husband and with a future husband. The Gemara talks about she bans herself in Tashmi Shabita, period, to any man. Now, it's Beinoy LeBeino. He can be Mefer. Marries husband number two. He's stuck. She has a netter of Tashmi Shabita. First husband couldn't be Mefer once she has no chance of rekindling the relationship. And the second husband can't be Mefer because it's Bekoidman. So she can go to Bezin. You know, Bezin is an option. We're not signing off on the marriage yet. We're not writing it off. But again, the netter is Chau. So it makes a difference. Masha'in came by Inui Nefesh. Then, canceled, gone, forever. Nobody else ever has to worry about it. So let's read the Gemara inside. After the Gemara, Amri Halein Valein Havi Afar. El Nidra in Nefesh, Mefer Bein La'atma Bein La'acherim, whether it affects only him or of somebody else as well. Ma'ein Bamin in Nefesh, Li'atma Mefer. He's permanently Mefer as long as it could be Nogeya him. La'acherim Eina Mefer. V'hoki Tani. Elu Nidarim Shul Mefer Bein La'atma Bein La'acherim, Nidarim Shiyash Bamin in Nefesh. Which Nidarim can he be Mefer, whether for himself or for others? Nidarim that have Inri Nefesh. Zuck the Rush. Dr. Rash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Amar Yofer, Avagav the Hashtol Imatz Asrave, the Baal Maisi Adel, should be Meshab the Lehu, she's Meshubah to him, right? And the Gemara in Ksubas deals with that. Why is Shibud stronger? But that's not our Sugi here. Shem Yigashana, Upaka Shibudei, the Shibud is off, Yoko HaNeder, and the Neder is Chau, for Yukalach Zira. Hilchach Mefer law. Umikri shaper dvarim shebeinoy lebeino. Why is it called beinoy lebeino? Even the ishva he hashta. Uchach zirenu yir dvarim shebeinoy lebeino. That's what Rabbi Yechman Uri is saying. Alma ki mefer lo hashta b'afar loyla. But we see that is mefer loyla. And for the Gemara, there's a difference. El nidra inri nefesh mefer beinu la'atz bein la'acherim. Bein la'atz me kol zman shu tachta, chi tachta, bein la'acherim im tizgarish v'tinasu li'achar. If she becomes Mugareshis and she marries somebody else. Anything that could apply to him. Whether he under him or she divorced, he divorced her and took her back. As long as he can come back, the netter doesn't kick in. Avum nisa la'achar chalaneder. Now, Dr. Rush, maybe he goes back in as soon as he divorces her, and then, like people tie it, when he remarries her, it kicks back in. Not Mistaber to say that. We never find a netter that was chal that all of a sudden evaporates. Hafara has a right to cancel your wife's netter. You can't cancel it and then put into effect that in a while, but it's chal again, you'll cancel it and the cancellation will kick in again. You can't do that. That's what they're about. So therefore, what happens is the hafara is a permanent hafara vis-a-vis him, but not vis-a-vis anybody else. Beinoy lebeino cancels the netter vis-a-vis him and her permanently. Permanently canceled between him and her. But only between him and her. Okay? Dr. Gemara Weiter. Now, we need to take this Gemara a little bit slowly.
If you under Arison, you can cancel Clayton.
Hmm?
If you under by Arison, the artist can cancel the Clayton.
Together with the father.
Only by
Naira.
She could be a Naira here. But only with the father, and the father had no riches on her because she was once married.
But your mar is a bigress, you can't do an encouragement there, can you?
No, you can't do it yourself, so you can't do it. Zog the Gemara weiter. Im Erchatz. Frag the Gemara Hechikamer. What is this netter? What did she say? Hey, Kikama, what did she say? Zakti Gemara. Im Ilema de Amra Kernim Paris Ilam Allah. Now, I want to give a little bit of an introduction. It might be a little bit too early, but it never hurts. There's a machloikus later on between Rav Nosson and Rabbanon. If a woman makes a netter on condition, if I do this, there will be a netter. Can he step in and be, and the netter is one that he can be made for? But it's not there yet. She made the netter. She made it conditionally. If I go to New York, this and this will become usher to me. Now the husband hears it. Can he be made for? She didn't go to New York yet. The netter is not there yet. But she said, if she does this, the netter will kick in. Rabbanon holds she can be made for. Rabbanon holds she can't be made for. Rabbanon said she made a netter that he can be made for. He heard about it. He can be made for it. Even though the netter never kicked in, but that's because there was a condition. But the netter itself is something he can be made for. So why should he wait till she does it? He'll do it right away. She made the netter. Not like she didn't make the netter yet. Rav Nosson says there's no netter yet. So that's in Machlokes later on, which we will leave the discussion of why yes and why not later on.
What do we have by future Nedarim?
Again, those future Nedarim were not made. He made it. She made the netter here. She said the words of the netter. He heard them. Not the same case. There, she hadn't made the netter yet. That was my colleague, Mr. Blaz and Rabban. Okay, but now we're talking about she made the netter. She said the netter. Again, so there's going to be a Gemara that will discuss this, Rav Nosson and Rabban. I'm just mentioning this because this will be very Negeya Gemara. So I'm mentioning it because we're going to have Nedarim here that are made on conditions. So when we talk about Afara, it's only according to the Rabbanon that said you can. According to Rav Nosson, you can't do it until she violates the Afara. And then right away you're going to ask me, which is a sugya later on, what if you heard about it on Tuesday and then she went to New York on Thursday? But it's not Yom Shama. You heard about it on Tuesday, right? So can you still be made for? So that's a sugya later on. We're not getting involved in that. That's for Rav Nosson and Rabbanon. And Meretz Hashem, we will get there. I forgot which daf it's on. It's in the, within the next 12 blocks.
Pastor, a person wants to be a Nazir. When does that kick in? Anywhere in his lifetime or right
well,
now?
Well, he said he wants to be a Nazir. He's a Nazir right away.
He's a Nazir right away.
What if he says if he goes to New York, he wants to be?
So that's conditional as opposed to... That's what happened in this
now,
case.
This, okay, you could have that, but we're not, Mark's not going to say that case, so we'll leave that case out. But you're right. Theoretically, it could be that case.
He doesn't have to say... In that case, he doesn't have to do conditionally. I think the Nazir starts right away.
Not if she made a condition.
So that's the only thing.
So, again, we're talking about a netter with a condition.
Okay.
We're not talking about it yet. I'm mentioning a machloikas that will be there later. It's not our Gemara.
I see that now.
Okay? It's a Gemara that's later. It's going to apply here. So I want to introduce that to everybody in their brain should put away this machloikas from Nosson and Rabbanon. A netter that a woman makes conditionally, can he be made for it now, or does he have to wait for the condition after the condition? Now, we're going to avoid all questions negay that machloikas because we're not learning it now. I just wanted to inform that machloikas exists. That's all. The mechanics of that machloikas, when it applies, when it doesn't apply, we'll leave it for the Gemara, and I'll even look and see where it is. I believe. It is I don't even know where it is. It's somewhere here. I can't find it now.
Pehe?
What is it? Pehe? I don't see it on Pehe.
Well, it's a little out here.
I don't know. I would have to find it, but I'm not going to find it now because I'm not finding it now because I'm looking for it. That's where it is. You know, Mashiach comes by Hashemadah. Tomorrow says three things come by Hashemadah. One is Mashiach. You find things when you're not looking for them. So it's exactly what happened there. I'm looking for it, so I can't find it. One more second.
Maybe you have different prints.
Yeah, it's not a different print.
Utens?
Yeah, it's a brisa on Beit Testament Beis. It's not a Mishnah. You're right. On Beit Testament Beis, it's a brisa. Okay. Thank you. Zogt Gemara weiter. Heichi kamer, kamra, it's supposed to be. What did she say? Ilei medamra. Now we're trying to figure out what was the netter. She said, im erchatz. Im erchatz is a condition. If I bathe, something will kick in. Or if I don't bathe, im lo erchatz, something will kick in. What's kicking in? Ilei medamra kainim peris oilem alayim erchatz. What if she said, I ban all produce on me if I bathe? Lama la'avara. So why cancel it? Like tirchatz, but like litzim peris alayim ala. Let her not bathe, and it won't become usher. Meaning, why is he being made for? Why is he being made for? She made a condition, don't do it, and it won't become usher.
What kind of question is that?
Again, see, you're assuming that bathing is an inri nefesh, not lack of bathing.
Or being over
there. But then the Gemara should have made a halacha, kainim nechitz alay, give me made for. The Gemara didn't, the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah made it a condition. Right? So, what was the netter? The netter is the inner nefesh. He's being made for the netter, not the condition. That means the Gemara is assuming now that America is not inner nefesh. Because if it were, just tell me, kainim nechitz alay. Obviously, the Mishnah is trying to tell me that America is a condition for something else to kick in. And that something else is inner nefesh. If not, why did the Mishnah word it that way? You're right. The Gemara is going to get to the point whether Rechitza is in or nefesh or not, but that's not the point here. Here the Gemara is using reasons words. Zuck Darash. Why did the Mishnah just say straight? She banned Rechitza. The Midik Tani Tanakach, mi Peres, Shinadrakach, mi Peres. The Mishnah didn't give you a simple case. Shmamina, the e lav the tulinu beperus, neither the rechitza gufa lav inu nefeshu. That means the Mishnah is teaching me rechitza is not inu nefesh. If the Mishnah has to give me a case that something that's inu nefesh will kick in if she bathes, that means the Mishnah obviously is not concerned about bathing. Because if it were, it wouldn't have to bring something else in. It would have talked directly bathing. By saying, if I bathe, the Mishnah is saying, the condition is not inri nefesh, it's the netter that's inri nefesh. So if that's the case, so don't bathe. Why is he being made for? Don't bathe, it won't become usher. And not bathing is not inri nefesh. Zog the Gemara right there. Right, I'm a lot for him because like it's in Paris. Now the Gemara now asks the other side. Rabbi Yaisi is saying the netter she makes is not inri nefesh.
Question.
That's what he said. That's what it was. Offering Paris, Eilam Alai is not inri nefesh. He didn't say, he's not talking, Rabbi Yaisi responded to the Rabbanan. You call that inri nefesh? No, it's not. Excuse me. The netter is Paris I love.
It is.
So the Rosh has a problem. First we ask, according to the Rabbanan, don't bathe, there won't be a problem. Then when he asked, according to Rabbi Yaisi, why isn't it a problem? Well, you just said, she shouldn't bathe, there won't be a problem. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yaisi means to say. Rabbi Yaisi means to say, don't bathe, there won't be a problem. I mean, why are we asking now the other way, Rabbi Yaisi? This is not inri nefesh? It is inri nefesh. You just told me a moment ago that it's not inri nefesh when she doesn't have to bathe. And now you're telling me, according to Rabbi Yaisi, it is inri nefesh. Make up your mind. How are you asking this question? You're asking two opposite questions. In Rabbanon, you're saying, why can he be made for? It's not inri nefesh. Then you're turning to Rabbi Yaisi and saying, why can't he be made for? It is inri nefesh. Well, make up your mind. Is it eating nefesh? Is it not eating nefesh? Zuck the rush. But behold, lame Rabbi Yitzchak and the nefesh do mitrach. It's a paris halavah. Maybe she'll bathe, right? And she'll become us. Kasha. The mikara parak the Tanakama. Zuck the rush. At the beginning, you ask according to the Tanakama. Loy tirkai to loy that's a paris halavah. Don't bathe and it won't become us. The hashta parak hippa. And now you're asking the opposite. Yes, Leimar, the mashmalay, midik tani rabbi. If Rabbi Yossi meant don't bathe, he would have just said lo yafer. He midik like tani rabbi Yossi meant lo yafer. The kamer ain't elu nidre in your nefesh. He seems to be arguing on the nether. He's not saying don't be made for because she doesn't have to bathe. He didn't say that. He said this is not nidre in your nefesh. He's questioning the nether, whether it's inner nefesh. By ruya the high nether be none. This nether, I feel in tavra tonight, even if she does the condition, ain't been inner nefesh. So Zuck the Rush, the Gemara is saying like that. If Reb Yaisi would just say that, is this, did this die?
Yeah.
If Reb Yaisi is just saying that, that you just don't do the tonight, there won't be a problem, he should have said, don't do the tonight. He didn't say that. Is that you, Rabbanan, consider that nether in your nefesh? It's not. That means he's arguing the essence of the nether. The essence of the nether is Peiros Olam Haba. How could anybody say that's not in your nefesh? Especially when Rabbi Yaisi himself says it is in your nefesh. In the Mishnah. He said it in the Mishnah. It was Amar Rabbi Yaisi.
What's the question?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, it's amazing. That's a great question. Anyway, so back to this Gemara, right? So the Gemara, that's what the rest of the Gemara's question is. First of all, going to the Rabbanon, why can't he be made for? Second of all, going to Rabbi Yaisi, why does he say it's not nidre in nefesh? Yes, it is. Just tell me. He doesn't have to violate the tonight. He doesn't have to do the tonight. Don't tell me it's not in nefesh. That's the first cut in the rush. Zug the rush. Varam. Now, they changed the Girsa to her Blezer Sheyichya. I don't know who that is. It's not Reb Lezer Mimitz, because Reb Lezer Mimitz was not alive in the time of the rush. So therefore, because he was a Talmud yesterday, I have it on my, somebody was nice enough to put it on my stender, that Reb Lezer Mimitz paper, it's in the my stender now. He was a Talmud of somebody that lived way before the rush. So obviously when he says Reb Lezer Sheyichya, he doesn't mean Reb Lezer Mimitz. I don't know who he does mean. Pirish, that Shas Samuch, I am Iskashin. The Shas is relying on this Kashin Rabbi Yaisi, on the next case, adorning. The Amra Kainam Peris, Imiskashin. And there, the Imloit Iskashin, Karlim and Avelta. And there, everybody agrees that a woman that doesn't adorn herself is called disgusting. Might not be Inri Nefesh, we'll learn later on, it's called Minavelta. The Hachi Nami Amr Perik Hameder, the Hachi the Tulsa, the Kishit, the Tashmi Shamita, the Hachi Tavit, Loit Iskashit, the Loit Aser, Karelim and Avelta. So Hukach Neder, the Kishit Tavit, you need in your nefesh. The Gemara is relying on this Kashit and Rabbi Yaisi. He might be going on the condition. And the Gemara is saying maybe Rechita is not in your nefesh, but Kishit is for sure in your nefesh. That's what the Gemara says. We will talk about this more in the. What?
Switch it around.
Again, we'll leave the Gemara to do its thing. That's why we're learning Gemara, so Ravina and Ravashi can do their thing. But at this point, that's how Rav Lezer learned the Kasha. Because again, the Rishonim are bothered by the fact that Gemara is coming from two angles. So the Rush gave what I think was the simple answer. There we're asking the fact, why is the netter kicking in? And here we're saying, the Lashon of Rav Yaisi was Ein Elu Nidre Yidrin Ever. Rav Lezer, Sheyichya, said that, no.
I think it's a little bit.
Did I read Tysus? That's a good idea. Maybe I read Tysus. Let's go back. I didn't read Tysus. Rush. Where did I stop reading the Rush? Right. The whole lamer of Beis Din never is going to rock them into parable. I forgot the parak for Rabbanan. The same thing. They must be about Mayfer, even though it has to inner nevers. You come back and parak shop around listen to the cover of Beis. Okay, he only brings it, the Tysus his first answer. The Kivin Dasher Paris Island about Loy Americas. The Havilah of the Maymay, Elu Nidre Nefesh. He was Yechai the Lavin, the Inner Nefesh. Shouldn't have said, Ain't Elu Nidre Nefesh. Ava got the Hashkar Matze Mayfer from Shemach Shasha. Maybe he can't be Mayfer yet. Havilah of the Maymay, I'm a Loyafer. Same thing as Titus's first Eretz. He doesn't bring the Rebbe Lezer Shiyichya. So maybe it is Rebbe Lezer Mimitz, and Titus called the Rebbe Lezer Shiyichya. Maybe.
Talmud Rabbeinu Tami, Rabbi said, right?
Yeah, that was it. Talmud Rabbeinu Tami. So he could be in the Titus. The Rosh is much later. Oh, here we go again. I mean, I wish we would learn Matthias Shabbi. I mean, we're hearing Matthias Shabbi all day.
Well, you should be living
is this all on the premise that when that this is what the ratio means? I mean, this is what the
again we're reading the words im erchatz. Clear from the Mishnah that there's a condition here. What is the netter? So we're probing. We're trying different solutions. What is the netter? Remember, the netter, the Harakama says, is either nefesh, and Rabbi Yaitzi says is not either nefesh. What netter are we talking about?
Do both agree that once, she's mekayim the tanai, she starts washing herself, that he can be made for then?
Rabbi says, ein elu nidra iner nefesh.
Because at that, if
no, then he should have just said lo yafer. That's what the Rosh is explaining.
Lo yafer.
Ein, she can't be made for yet.
Yes.
But by saying ein elu nidre inui nefesh.
I mean, when you introduce that, I mean, as though it'll never be nidre.
Exactly.
Okay.
The wording is what, that's what the Rosh is speaking out, and Tisus in his first shot is speaking out. By the way, when I prepared, I learned the Tisus also, because I prepared the same way, so I made that same mistake multiple times. Yesterday when I prepared, today when I prepared, so both times I made that mistake. So I looked at Rishus instead of Rush. Yes, I've done worse avers in my life. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue Mitzvah tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll learn a whole Amid.